You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Star International. It has gone 7:30 p.m. And this evening we cross over to KwaZulu-Natal, to Port Shepstone, and we have an interesting story, a fascinating story, and a story that we need to really highlight under the circumstances that we are experiencing in South Africa. The drought that has hit the country, and more particularly KwaZulu-Natal, and the residents of Port Shepstone were really badly struck when the clean drinking water had run out and there was salt water in the taps, and also the local villages that were affected. And the Muslim community had come to the fore, assisting, really going the extra mile. Now, joining us this evening from Port Shepstone, we have Maulana Muhammad Yunus Mullah. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mufti Sahab?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself, Mulana?
Assalamu alaikum to yourself, your team, and the rest of the Radio Islam International listeners.
Jazakumullah khair, Mulana. We really appreciate your time this evening. We also have with us on the line, on the other line this evening, joining us, we have Brother Yunus Musa, who's from the Lucky's group of companies. Brother Yunus, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and greetings to all your listeners, and durood to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We really appreciate you taking out the time to chat to us this evening, Brother Yunus. Maulana, perhaps we could start with you. You could give us an overview of the current situation and what led, you know, what the conditions had been like for the Port Shepstone community over the last few weeks and months under the circumstances of the drought and the shortage of water.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله صدق الله العظيم مفتي صاحب I start with these words for verily gratitude is the first thing we need to show to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and to our fellow human beings for what we have passed over the last 7 days مفتي صاحب It is only through the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are now drinking sweet water from our taps again.
Subhanallah.
Mufti Sahib, this must be understood from the outset, and the listeners must understand that the town of Port Shepstone could only do what it did through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the town of Port Shepstone, the Muslim community of Port Shepstone, completely understanding that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the masnoon dua that O Allah, all praise be to you, the one who granted us water that is sweet and palatable and saved us from drinking its sour water because of our bina. It is after much tawbah and much istighfar that the town decided to rise up to this occasion. The logistics and the timeline of how things happened, inshallah, Brother Yunus will also shed some light. But just to start off, Mufti Sahab, it was on Saturday evening that we received a message from many friends that the Ugu municipality, which is our water and sanitation municipality in Port Shepstone, was sending out a message, whether it was formal or informal, I do not know. But the message was going around that try and save as much water as possible. Very soon there is going to be a problem. Either cutting off of water or there is going to be some kind of problem with the water. We did not understand what it was. But later that night, on Saturday night, the 31st of October, our taps began running purified ocean water, which is salt water. So the salt content was so high that obviously it started creating sensation in the mouth, burning on the skin, the scalp, the hair was a bit, would get rough after a shower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best why this test was sent upon us. But Mufti Sahib, this was happened and this started on Saturday, the 31st of October.
We bring Brother Yunus in, in terms of what had then transpired. You can come in over there, Brother Yunus.
Alhamdulillah, verily, on Monday morning, Maulana and his dad managed to secure water from a local private home and started distributing water in his store. But just before then, water was sold out, bottled water was sold out in most supermarkets at exorbitant prices. And it is then that we realize that as Muslims, how crucial and important the benefit of giving water is. We then able, through the business forum of Port Shepstone, the private businesses, the NGOs, and also the business community of Port Shepstone, the Muslim business community of Port Shepstone, initiated and coordinated the supply of drinking water to as many possible, to many people as possible. We then had a meeting with the Ugu District Council, and by Tuesday we realized that we were in a huge crisis.
Yes.
And that it will take up to 7 to 10 days to rectify the problem. Alhamdulillah, with the fazal of Almighty Allah and His mercy, we then had a meeting with the Port Shepstone Business Forum, which was recently created, and headed our chairman is Dr. Bucks. We then created a subcommittee where we then control the logistics, because you know, Mufti Saab, sometimes we don't want to duplicate the areas that we've been giving water to.
Yes, yes, sir.
And then we, with Brother Junaid Khan and myself and other brothers, we've been able to then give water to the areas like Masenenge, Kamalake Township, Marburg, even Radiant Life Church in Palmview, Crotia Park, Louisiana Settlement. We went as far as possible distributing water. It was also made possible with Brother Selvin Tetti and Mr. Naidu, who organized us 18,000 water tankers. Now that would enable us to move quicker and faster to distribute the water in bulk. We had JoJo tanks placed at strategic areas where we'd be able to facilitate this giving of the water as quickly as possible. Alhamdulillah, you know, we have such a great community in Port Shepstone, mashallah. Allah grant him the best in this world and the year after. We had old, we had the young, we had even non-Muslims all over coming in and giving their assistance. We then, through a lot of brothers, managed also people from as far as field as Johannesburg, Peter Marisburg, like Gifts of the Givers and other organizations, able to supply us also 5-liter bottled water. We then, alhamdulillah, with Brother Junaid, Dr. Junaid Khan and his team, was able to distribute water in the taxi rank. I mean, on Saturday alone, we distributed almost 6,000 bottles of 5 liters, 5-liter bottled water, alhamdulillah. And that's just one area. We had a team like Yusuf Bucks from Multiwood Furnitures actually was closed his factory on Saturday, distributed water to all the factory workers in the area and also to an area called Colombo. Up to Sunday evening till about 9:30, they were still distributing water, alhamdulillah. And we are fortunate in our little town with 4 masjids that most of them have boreholes.
Mm.
Now this is very important, Mufti Saab, because the borehole basically enabled us to distribute water in the areas near the mosque and also pump water from these boreholes and move it as far as the townships were. And we were able to manage doing that process. We had like Musa Dokrat, Brother Musa Dokrat, who spearheaded that campaign where we actually had the water certified before we actually delivered that water.
Yes, if you know, a number of players coming together. Now, Maulana, to bring you back into the discussion, as Brother Yusuf has been outlined, it was a very systematic and organized effort that was put together. It wasn't, you know, just one individual acting on their own or people doing individual efforts, but everything seemed very organized.
Mufti Saab,
it is only through the mercy of Allah, like I mentioned, that the amount of muhabbat that came into everybody's heart. When you would see in the lines people standing and they would see an older person behind them, you would see them holding their bucket, coming forward, filling it for them, taking it to their vehicle. When this kind of muhabbat came in, then we thought to ourselves that, listen, if we are at the top, we need to make sure that everybody gets this water. And then we looked to our businessmen, the elderly businessmen of our town who knew how to handle crisis, and we turned to them. Alhamdulillah, Brother Yunus hasn't mentioned this, but he was the head of the crisis committee spearheaded this whole and facilitated this whole water giving. What had happened is there were two different sources of water. One was the bottled water that we were distributing at the taxi rank in the different indigenous townships, underprivileged areas. And this, Mustafa, I must mention, this was given out at churches, at temples. We did not particularly say that we are the Muslim community and we are just aiming and spearheading towards Muslims. No, this was throughout, this was for humanity that this cause was taken. But coming back to Brother Yunus, what had happened is whoever from both sides, whoever was taking water from the boreholes and giving out, and whoever was getting bottled water, everybody communicated with Brother Yunus and his team, and this stopped the duplication. And this is very important for other towns if there is a crisis. Always create a shura, a committee, and put an amir in charge, and then let the amir know of every movement that is happening. This way, alhamdulillah, the Amir Sahib knew, Brother Yunus knew exactly who was giving what, which area had a problem. So problems would also come to him. And when water would come into the town via the big business, or water would come on the tanks from the boreholes, then he would be notified, and then he would then facilitate it to go to an area of emergency. And alhamdulillah, in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq and hidayat to serve humanity.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Brother Yunus, you know, coordinating an effort or an organized effort of this magnitude, what did you take on your personal level?
Alhamdulillah, Mufti Saad, really with the fazl of Almighty Allah and His mercy, it was really, quite frankly, quite simple, because I was right on the top, managed to be able to speak to the people on the ground and manage the process. And alhamdulillah, I had very good support system. Like I said, Brother Dokraj Musa Selvin Chetty, who is actually from the NGO and works a lot with the Palestinian activists. You know, he's quite involved with the Palestinian issue. And there was Brother Naidu who had these trucks with water tanks. It's quite important also to note that if you have a kind of a business forum in towns that could be created, it actually, in terms of crisis or emergencies or issues, you've been able to pull your resources and then manage to go forward. And that is important for us business people, I think, in the greater South Africa, is to be able to create. And our business forum is made out of all peoples, all groups, all religious affiliations, alhamdulillah. So that was able to be made quite easy to be able to work and be able to distribute. I must say, that, alhamdulillah, I was very impressed with the young. They opened their hearts and time to be able to come forward. You know, a little incident comes to mind where youngsters were putting their little monies together and buying bottled water, and there was a team that actually did a little area which is called Masenenge. Alhamdulillah, they did such a sterling job. I mean, like I said, we're blessed to be in this town. We're blessed with the du'as of the people in South Africa. I must also say we've got good news. Alhamdulillah, it started raining.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes. And that is really, you know, the effort of the collective a community coming to the fore and assisting, and also, as Mulana had been saying, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mulana, your thoughts on that?
Mulana, I'm just, I'm also involved in a mashwara right now that's ongoing with the ulama of Port Shepstone as to whether to continue with Salatul Istisqa. Mulana Imran Saab, our Amir, has put it out in the group, I think it's going to be the most of the riza that we should hold on Salatul Istisqa, because Alhamdulillah, Allahumma sayyiban nafia, Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent upon very, very fruitful rains, Alhamdulillah, over the last 2 days. And I must say, Mufti Sahib, the talk Mullah Imran Sahib had given the ulama of the town a bit of advice on speaking on istighfar, on tawbah, and also speaking with regards to Salatul Istisqa. And this was our topic for the last week. We also mentioned the masnoon dua of drinking water, and how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must save us from having sour water because of our gunah. And when we put this dua in front of the community, there were many that were shocked who did not know this dua. They took this dua, and Alhamdulillah, it is only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only, we know, Musa knows, and many of our ulama know the qissa of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam going out to perform Salatul Istisqa, and the one person who made tawbah in his quietness. And we can only say that it is the tawbah of many of our community that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that the rain has come like this. This is the rain that has come now that we have in Port Shepson is what many know as a continuous rain. It's a ground soaking rain. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He continue giving us this rain, Mufti Sahib. And we continue, inshallah, to make dua, make istighfar. And that is the ultimate, Mufti Sahib, that we understand that we have erred. We have understood that we have made a mistake, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in waking us up to this mistake, has given us a little test. And in answering and in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawbah, in our part of our tawbah, we have also tried to serve humanity in the little way that we could. We can only do a very little.
Yes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from one and all. Brother Yunus, you know, under these circumstances with the current comments that have been made in KwaZulu-Natal, you know, the focus on the relationship between what we term, you know, in inverted commas, Indians and Muslims, Indians and the locals, or Indian Muslims and the local, how important is it for us to continue with these types of efforts, and also to perhaps make it known to the general public that the great work that the Muslim community has been doing, you know, so that we don't get undermined in the process, and that it all gets overlooked?
Sure. Mufti Sahib, that's a very tough question. You know, as a Muslim, we normally don't go about declaring what we do for the good of mankind. In fact, it may be very uncomfortable, to be honest, you know, getting names out, because, you know, after all, we've been taught about this, that, you know, what your right hand gives, the left hand should not know. But I think the ulama guided us, and especially the business people, at some years back when they mentioned that, you know, in the present setup, it's important that we are being seen to be giving and being able to say, well, this is what we do for the humanity. And that to me, I think now bears fruit, because Alhamdulillah, again, only through the mercy of Allah, we've been able to do what we've done. You know, like little things, like Brother Musa, Uncle Musa Manjra had a ball in his yard, and there were all types of people coming to pick up water from his home. Like I said to you earlier, there were masajids where all types of people we were getting water. And I mean, we also distributed water to old age homes, SPCA, animals for the shelter, because we've been taught as well that, you know, we need to take care of the old, the needy, the underprivileged, and also the animal kingdom. Little do we sometimes actually think about it, you know. But to answer your question, perhaps the time has come where we shouldn't shy away from what we do.
Mullah, your thoughts on the current situation in the province, and you know, in terms of how do we deal with the situation, and using these opportunities to gain closeness to the various communities. And how was the effort received by those who received these assistance? The people on the ground were given the water. Was there any comments that came from them, the appreciation that they displayed, Mulana?
Like Brother Yunus also mentioned, these things that we did and the names that were even mentioned during this interview, many of these brothers, under normal circumstances, would not want their names mentioned. But like we said, مَلَّمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. We say Jazakallah to them. And also now, looking at the political arena in South Africa, and more so in KwaZulu-Natal, where there has been very harsh statements made towards the Indian Muslim businessman. We don't do this for show. And I've just been speaking to some brothers who mentioned that they would start off the day making this khidmat with a pure intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if anybody thanked them, it would be by the way. Whatever media coverage was given, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use it for the upliftment of this deen. And to grant softness in the hearts of those who have enmity towards our deen, towards our Indian Muslim community. Coming to the very important point that Mufti Saab mentioned just now, is what was the reaction of the people? Mufti Saab, I can't tell you and I can't make you feel how those people were feeling, Mufti Saab.
Subhanallah.
If I tell you, Mufti Saab, there was a friend with me when we were giving out water. He took photographs of these black children dancing and singing. And they would ask us our names first, and then they would put it into a song, and then they would dance and sing around the vehicle with the tank while we were giving the water. When it was time for Salah, whether it was Maghrib or Isha, we would read our Salah there, and they would all stand around and watch in amazement. They made comments like from the black community, why are you all not in the political arena? And Mufti Saab, this is not our idea of entering the political arena or having anything to do with government or with politics. This is purely for the sake of Allah and for the humanity and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, whatever money was spent, finances, whatever time was spent, was all done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people were very, very grateful. Mufti Saab, when you enter like areas like Colombo, where Brother Yusuf Baxt was, we went to visit him on one of these occasions where he was giving out water. You know, Mufti Saab, it's very easy to give finances and money towards a project or in charity. But Mufti Saab, when you see big businessmen standing on a corrugated road, and there's a whole lot of black children around him, and he's playing with them while their parents fill the water at the tank. This is such a beautiful sight. And you know, we would hear that in the hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he would pass children, then he would pass his hands over their head with love and muhabbat. And when we see how this brother was interacting, when we got off, I got up with my own children to just visit this brother. The black kids came. They were so excited, so happy to have fresh water. Mufti Saab, in one instance, a lady came up to me and she said, you know, I'll be drinking tea after 3 days and I live on my tea. It was an old lady. She was between the age of 70 and 80. Mufti Saab, the amount of appreciation, people would stand in the line for hours when an older person would come, they would let them go first. There was so much of muhabbat, so much of love, so much of emotions shown during this difficult time of Kisab. I can't explain it to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved every community in this country, in this world, from going through such a calamity. When you open your tap, you have a water that is so heavily salted. It is not easy, Mufti Saab. And thinking about those in those areas where not only don't they have so much of water, they have water in intermediate times. When they had that water for that little while, also that was salty. So when they saw us coming with these tanks, it was
It was so much of shukr. And alhamdulillah, I wouldn't say no. Some of us took this opportunity to speak to him about Allah, about istighfar in their own way, in a way that they would understand. Mufti Sahab, I feel shy mentioning people's names, but it is not a platform to mention. It's not a platform to mention people's names and company names. But Mufti Sahab, when one person, I don't know how to express my gratitude to one person of this town. Because everybody came. You know, Mufti Sahab, if you say there's a wheel and everybody put their shoulders to the wheel. And it was these shoulders that brought the sweet water back to our taps. It was this muhabbat, this love, this pure intention that these people work with that brought love of the underprivileged and indigenous community back to us. I mean, we were driving the other day. People are still hooting, and because obviously they recognize the vehicles, they're still hooting, they're still waving. People walk past the stores, they still make comments. Oh, there's no water today. Hey, thanks. But thanks for giving us water the other day. And this shukr, we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And if humanity, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ, that humanity can thank one another. They will start respecting each other and we'll have more muhabbat, we'll have a more peaceful community, and in a peaceful community we can go forward and attain much greater things.
We've run out of time. We're going to give Brother Yunus an opportunity to give his closing comments. Brother Yunus, what's your closing thoughts this evening?
Alhamdulillah, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all those who assisted, especially businesses, the Potchefstroom Business Forum, which I subscribe to, and private business houses and NGOs, and a lot of people, also the alim who assisted Mulana Muhammad Mullah, and also distribution of water behind the mosque where we had a family business family who had a tank outside. I mean, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all, and all the du'as that were afforded to us in ensuring that we were able to do what we've done.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May Allah take the community from strength to strength and give the ability and the tawfiq to other communities to also follow suit, inshallah. We really appreciate Mulana as well as Brother Yunus for taking out the time this evening and sharing the valuable information with us. May Allah reward you all abundantly. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Mulana Muhammad from Potchefstroom, as well as Brother Yunus, joining us on the line to share with us the background to the great contribution that the Potchefstroom community has made. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them.